What if everything you've been told about living a good life is wrong? We chase happiness like it's the ultimate prize. Better jobs, bigger homes, perfect relationships. Yet depression rates keep climbing, and suicide has become a leading cause of death worldwide. The wealthiest nations report the highest rates of despair. Something fundamental is missing from our modern equation for a good life. The answer isn't more happiness, it's meaning. And meaning operates by entirely different rules. While happiness comes from taking, pleasure, comfort, ease, meaning comes from giving. It emerges when we connect deeply with others, contribute to something beyond ourselves, make sense of our experiences, and occasionally lose ourselves in moments larger than our individual concerns. These four pillars, belonging, purpose, storytelling, and transcendence, form the architecture of a meaningful life. And they're available to anyone willing to build them. On Tangier Island, a 1.2 square miles speck in the Chesapeake Bay, graves dot front yards and beaches, a daily reminder that community transcends individual lifetimes. Edward Pruitt grew up in this cocoon of connection, where gathering at the local ice cream shop created effortless belonging. College brought crushing loneliness. He'd never had to work at connection before. Only after joining the Navy and using his distinctive accent as a conversation starter did he rediscover it. We're witnessing an epidemic of isolation. The most common answer to how many people have you discussed important matters with in the past 6 months shifted from 3 people in 1985 to 0 by 2004. Sociologist Emile Durkheim discovered the antidote. We need to feel that we matter to others and that others matter to us. Even brief recognition creates this sense of mattering. Hospital cleaners felt invisible when doctors ignored them, but when someone asked about their health or thanked them, they began seeing themselves as caregivers integral to patient recovery. Meaning emerges through small acts of recognition that tell someone, "You exist, you matter, I see you." Ashley Richmond shovels giraffe manure for a living. She works holidays, earns modest pay, and comes home exhausted, yet she considers it her dream career. The difference? Purpose. Ashley doesn't just clean enclosures, she provides enrichment for creatures who would otherwise live in boredom. Purpose has two essential qualities. It's a stable, far-reaching goal that organizes your life, and it involves contributing beyond yourself. When university fundraisers met scholarship recipients, their productivity increased 142% and they raised 171% more money. The work hadn't changed, their understanding of its impact had. Consider the NASA janitor who said, "I'm helping put a man on the moon," or the highway flagger, "I keep people safe." They transformed mundane tasks into meaningful contributions by connecting daily work to larger purposes. Cos Marte found purpose in prison. After making $2 million yearly running a drug delivery service, he faced a health crisis behind bars, lost 70 pounds, and began training other inmates. After release, he created Con Body, a fitness studio teaching prison-style workouts, transforming his entrepreneurial talents toward helping rather than harming others. Finding purpose requires knowing yourself deeply, your values, strengths, and what you care about improving. But self-knowledge alone isn't enough. Purpose demands using your gifts in service of others. That's when work transforms from paycheck to meaning. When Eric Colbell's daughter, Kate, survived a traumatic brain injury requiring 3 surgeries, a nurse explained, "For every 10 kids we see with this injury, 9 die. There is only one Kate." Kate's survival gave meaning to their grueling work. Redemption wasn't in avoiding tragedy, but in how tragedy created purpose. We are storytelling creatures, imposing narrative on random events. Psychologist Dan McAdams found that people living meaningful lives tell redemptive stories, moving from suffering to salvation, while those struggling tell contamination stories, where good turns bad. After a football injury left him paralyzed, Emeka Namaka reinterpreted his life as falling down the wrong mountain, only to discover his true path of service. We can edit these stories, even while constrained by facts. When fundraisers wrote about times they helped others, they made 30% more calls afterward than those who wrote about receiving help. Organizations like The Moth demonstrate this power. When people share personal stories of conflict and resolution, both teller and listener discover meaning. At McDonald Observatory in West Texas, visitors gaze through telescopes at the Ring Nebula and distant galaxies. The Hubble Ultra Deep Field reveals 10,000 galaxies from the universe's earliest moments. Confronted with this vastness, we feel simultaneously insignificant and profoundly connected to everything. This is transcendence, moments when our sense of self dissolves into something larger. Corey Mascara experienced complete dissolution of boundaries during meditation, abandoning wealth pursuit for teaching mindfulness. Astronauts describe the overview effect of seeing Earth from space. Research confirms that even 1 minute looking at tall trees makes people more altruistic and less self-centered. You don't need space travel for transcendence. Nature provides it readily, as John Muir discovered in the Sierra Nevada. Music, religious ritual, meditation, and creative work all offer glimpses of connection beyond the small self. Brain imaging reveals why this matters. During transcendent moments, activity decreases in the brain's orientation area, which maintains our sense of separation. When this quiets, we experience unity with everything around us. This dissolution doesn't diminish us, it expands our sense of what we are. Janine Delaney's psilocybin experience at Johns Hopkins illustrates transcendence's power. Merging completely with the divine, she dissolved her fear of mortality, understanding herself as part of something greater. Transcendence reframes death. We're waves in an ocean that keeps flowing. Trauma shatters our assumptions about safety and meaning, yet struggling through adversity can foster profound growth, especially when we embrace belonging, purpose, storytelling, and transcendence. The dinner party evolved from informal gatherings into a national nonprofit where bereaved young people meet in over 60 cities worldwide, discussing losses openly and discovering purpose through supporting others. This survivor mission phenomenon extends widely. Sexual assault survivors become therapists, parents who lost children raise cancer awareness, Hiroshima survivors advocate for nuclear disarmament. Bob Curry channeled his trauma into creating Dry Hoot, a coffee shop community for veterans. These purposeful acts reduce depression and increase meaning. Researchers Richard Tedeschi and Lawrence Calhoun identified 5 dimensions of post-traumatic growth: strengthened relationships, new purposes, inner strength, deepened spiritual life, and renewed life appreciation. The key difference between those who grow and those who don't isn't the trauma itself, but deliberate rumination, introspective meaning-making. When people write about trauma for just 15 minutes daily, they experience improved health. The most healing writing shows increasing insight and positive meaning. We can't choose what happens, but we can choose what story we tell, and that choice changes everything. In 1942, Viktor Frankl was sent to Nazi concentration camps, where he lost most of his family. His book, Man's Search for Meaning, describes how prisoners who maintained a sense of meaning proved more resilient and more likely to survive. As a therapist, Frankl counseled suicidal inmates by helping them recognize what life still expected from them, whether caring for a child or completing scientific work. During one grim morning march, contemplating his wife, Tilly, Frankl had an epiphany. Love is the ultimate and the highest goal to which man can aspire. Even surrounded by cruelty, he understood that meaning comes through connecting with something beyond oneself. Those who knew their why could withstand almost any how. This truth extends into everyday life. Pausing to greet someone, helping a person who seems down, being present with your children, sitting beneath a starry sky, listening attentively to someone's story, caring for a living thing. Cultures of meaning are emerging everywhere. Schools hire dream directors to help students identify meaningful contributions. Companies like Life is Good donate 10% of profits to help children facing adversity. StoryCorps preserves ordinary people's stories in the Library of Congress. The pursuit of meaning makes us healthier, more productive, and more likely to contribute to others' well-being. Build your pillars. Connect authentically. Find work that serves something beyond yourself. Tell stories that transform suffering into growth. Seek moments that connect you to something larger.